If he will serve Krishna, he will not be pleased. Never. Atma parahit suraj nahi jani, Radha virahit Krishna nahi. If Krishna is alone, nothing is there. Without heat and hot, sun is nothing. So without Srimati Radhika, only foolish can do like this. Srila Bhaktivinoda has told. So our ultimate goal to serve only to Srimati Radhika, and in his guidance we can serve both conjugal. This is the sum and substance of first Brahma Gayatri and Kama Gayatri also. For this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. You can speak something.
I joined our Guru Maharaj's mission, ISKCON. Then I was very much inspired by this sloka of Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharmam Parityajam Amekam Sharanam Braja Ampam Sarva Papeha Mokshe Shami Masucha. And on the basis of that, in that spirit, with a general understanding of that sloka, I entered into the mission of my Guru Maharaj, Vishnupada, Swami Prabhupada. And I never ever wanted to leave that mission. From the day that I joined, I told myself that I will never leave this, ever. And then I thought further that if others leave, if all of them go, even, then I will stay. With this kind of spirit, I joined. By His grace, I was very convinced this is the purpose of our life, and His mission was so expansive, so big conceptually, that we could live very happily there. Then many years later, after our Guru Maharaj left the world in 1977, then it was like the sun in my life had set. And then the moon of Bhakti Rakshak Siddhartha Goswami Maharaj rose in our life, and much to my surprise, on the strength of the same shloka, Sarva Dharmam Parityajam Amekam Sharanam Braja, I left that mission that was formed by my Guru Maharaj, the formal structure. So where this shloka will take us, we can have some idea by hearing from the acharyas, but to go there, we will go, what is it? What is that shloka? Ahir gati, here evakati prema svabhavakuti labhavet. A love is going in a crooked way. So, as I told you the other night, then on the order of Sridhar Maharaj, then we formed this mission, Gaudiya Vaishnav Society. This is the same meaning, Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, the name of Keshav Maharaj's mission. And since that time, then myself, Sripad Narasimha Maharaj joined me, also very quickly thereafter, and Bhakti Bhavan Vishnu Maharaj also, who stays in Vrindavan, some of you may know, he came also, and some other friends coming to help. And now we have so many nice friends. But for many years we are just a small group to ourselves, and the formal mission of my Guru Maharaj that we have nothing but undeserved bad reputation for there. I had a very good reputation in ISKCON as a preacher, very good reputation, but when I left I had suddenly a very bad reputation everywhere. So many stories they're telling about me, so many things accusing me, and I have many, many faults, but things they're accusing me of, that I am not guilty of. Many faults I have, but those things I am not guilty of. They are making the claim that he left our Guru Maharaj. He gave up his Guru. So they think like this. So I sympathize with them in one sense, because if someone leaves their Guru, that is very bad. That is the worst thing. Narodham. If we come to this and then we think we have understood more than our Guru, then we leave it, we are the lowest of men. Narodham. I believe Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur in his Gita commentary has described Narodham as this kind of person who has come within the Gaudiya Vaishnavism but think he knows more than that, more than his Guru, and leaves. So they accused me like this, and they are right to be to reject somebody like that. So because many think I did that, then I can understand why they treat me the way they do, but that is not the fact. So it has been very hard to educate them what is the truth. And then suddenly also from another mission, Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Math, we are also rejected. Two sides. So there also they are giving their story. Because I have some feeling for Sridhar Maharaj, he gave me much encouragement to carry out the work of my Guru Maharaj. He told me, you cannot just stay here in my mouth, you go and do something for Swami Maharaj, he has taught you everything, now go and do something. So we were doing for many years, not many years, a few years, before he left the world. When I first had a group of friends who came to help me, then I took them to Sridhar Mayapur, to Navadvip Dham, to touch the feet of Sridhar Maharaj. Some of them are here, Rupa Raghunath, Astasaki, others, first group of friends. And so for a few years we were carrying on, and Guru Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj was in the background energizing our work. Then when he left, the new administration, they formed a different policy. So we were also rejected, so to speak, from that mission, because that policy, we honored Guru Maharaj's policy, but the administration, in our humble estimation, did not entirely live up to his ideal. So then, on both sides, we had no friends. And these were the prominent missions, that of my Guru Maharaj ISKCON and Chaitanya Saraswat Math in the Western world. So we remained small, and sometimes my friends would go different places, and they would be asked, "And who disciple are you?" And Tripurari Maharaj, oh, they would then say so many things. "He is this, he is that." And then my disciple would come and tell me, "They are saying this, they are saying that." I had to educate them so many things. So, and now, Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj has come with his group. And to be honest with you, I know Narayan Maharaj is great Vaishnav. And as I said before, I studied his books whenever I got the chance. But I was a little reluctant to mix too closely with any other group, because I have this experience.
Yes.
And sometimes the disciples are enthusiastic with a guru, and sometimes in the name of that they don't always respect the sentiments of others. So I was a little cautious. I had some bad experience. But I did not want to think that anything ill, because I had bad experience with others. I did not want to think. But sometimes thought came, maybe there will be some problem. But I tried to put that out of my mind. And so I happily invited you all to come. So now, what is my evaluation of this? But I feel very happy that you've all come, and that now I think that that we, my friends and group, we have more friends to interact with, and that all of you can help my friends, my disciples, and disciples of Shripad Narasimha Maharaj also. Because you have very good Guru Nishtha in Sripad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. So this Guru Nishtha is most important for us. If we have this, then Guru Bhakti, Guru Nishtha, everything will come. So because you have that, then I ask you to share that with my friends. They will be encouraged in principle of Guru, Guru Tattva. And I look forward to further sangha and interaction with all of you. And when I go to Mathura Vrindavan, then certainly I will try to come and visit with Narayan Maharaj and all of you on every possible occasion.
So I'll just say a few words in support of what we've heard, and also in support of what we've sung, although I didn't sing, I just listened. I'd like to say something about the guru, doctor, sadhu. These three things are very much in our lives as devotees. And we have heard about these things from the guru, from the shastra, and from the sadhu. Guru, shastra, sadhu. Frequently, our Srila Sridhar Maharaj would be asked a question, and he would say again and again, "Guru, shastra, and sadhu. You find the answer there." Many "how can we" questions. How can we be sincere? How can we give up material attachment? How can we question? And he used to say, Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu. So, everyone will recognize the importance of Guru. And easily we recognize the importance of Shastra. But about Sadhu, there is some unclear understanding, at least in the world of Western Vaishnavas. What is a Sadhu? So, Guru and Sadhu, they're both Vaishnava. Without being Vaishnava, one cannot be Guru. Without being Vaishnava, one cannot be Sadhu. So, they're synonymous. And Shastra is there giving support. How we can find Guru? How we can find Sadhu? How we will know? And what is Krishna? And what is Krishna's abode? And what is Krishna's activities? And so many things are told in the Shastra, but the Shastra is passive. When the neophyte reads the Shastra, he hears it with his own mind, filtered through his own conception. Therefore, if one is left in a room with just the Shastra, and he starts from the plane of a Nityabandha, conditioned soul, unless he has got a tremendous sukriti from the past, many deep impressions from the past which only come from Guru and Sadhu and previous life of Shastra, he will be very slow to actually catch what is in the Shastra. So, at this time in the Western world, where devotees are very limited to only English, they cannot access our great Gaudiya tradition very easily. The works of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and others are not available for us. We depend much on books, and until the last few years we depend solely upon Srila Prabhupada's books, our Srila Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj's books. And so the preaching is spread that we just need these books, that you just accept these books and everything you'll get within these books. So we have a different thinking. And our thinking is that Guru and Sadhu, they are superior to Shastra because they are the ones who write the Shastra. They wrote the Shastra. And between Guru and Sadhu, it may be that Sadhu, he may become more important, in a sense, than Guru. I'll give you an example. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu studied Shastra. But what he got from Rai Ramananda, what he extracted from Ramananda Roy, he extracted something from Ramananda Roy which is not even in the Shastra. Mahaprabhu requested Ramananda Roy to speak on the ultimate goal of life and to support that with the Shastra. And step by step, from the very beginning at Varnashram, they covered everything. Then Mahaprabhu told, "You tell me something more." And Rai Ramananda said, "Something I feel within my heart, but I cannot support that with the scriptures, with the Shastra. But if you give your permission, then I will tell you what is in my heart." Then Ramananda Roy spoke, and what he spoke has become the Shastra. So where is the Shastra? Where does that come from? And how we will find our Guru? We told Maharaj this morning that only a few came directly to Swami Maharaj, to our Srila Prabhupada. Like Jadarani, and Ramananda, and Achyutananda, and Satsarupa, and so many came directly to his door. But after a time, the most of us came to him via his devotees, via the sadhus. Then we came. So Mahaprabhu accepted Ramananda Roy and got much from him. So also, we will get much from the sadhu. We should not think that the sadhu is less than Guru. Both represent Krishna. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is some explanation of Diksha and Shiksha Guru. in relation to Madan Mohanji, Dikka Guru, and Shiksha Guru Govindaji. And there it is said in the purports that if one wants to discriminate between these two, then one may commit an aparadha or an offense. They are to be considered equal manifestations of Krishna. So Mahaprabhu, he took Harinam from Ishwarpuri, and he received that mantra which is spoken by Sri Radhika through the person of Madhavinda Puri. That mantra is also told to him at that time. That is the beej of the Madhurya Ras. And but what he got from Ramananda Roy, very complete and full-fledged katha of Radha and Govinda, only a portion of which is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. They discuss for days, nearly 10 days, throughout the day, topics which human beings like ourselves have no access. Something of what they talked about is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we've gotten everything from our Gurudev, but that everything includes the sadhus. Because of our Guru Maharaj, we have got the association of sadhus. Once in Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan, Maharaj, you were there that year. You had spoken, I believe, gone. Then Tripurari Maharaj was asked to speak. It was a rare occasion. We were invited once in the last 10 years. So there they were telling, Prabhupada has given us everything. And Tripurari Maharaj said, given us everything means given us everyone.
And he said, Prabhupada has given us everything. We don't need anyone.
Ah, that was true.
I said, Prabhupada has given us everything. He gave us everyone. So many sadhus.
Chastity. It comes to a point of chastity. What is chastity to our Gurudev? It has not got to do with the physical proximity. But the disciple who will follow the ideal, which is the real gift which Gurudev gives, the high ideal of Gaudiya Vaishnava, Gaudiya Vaishnavism, which is empty and hollow without sadhu sangha. Everything is built on sadhu sangha. Vaishnav seva, revering and honoring the Vaishnava. And it says that you, as Guru and Vaishnava quite synonymous. About the Shastra you have to study long and hard. But about the sadhu? Sadhu sangha, sarva shastra hoy. Lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy. You have to study the scriptures for many lifetimes. But by lava matra, one moment's association with sadhu, sarva siddhi hoy, you can get the full perfection. All perfection can come through the association of sadhu. When we associate with sadhu, then we can know what is the meaning of the Bhagavad. Bhagavad is not given to our eye easily, the name of Srimati Radharani. Not easily. We are wondering why it is not given, it is not given. But the sadhu can show, yes, here, 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 and point in the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is not told everything about Krishna. It is told the way. The Goswamis, they have told many things. We have heard that Krishna appeared in Mathura to Vasudeva and Devaki. Then he went to Vrindavan. But really, the Goswamis told, actually, Mother Yasoda has given birth to twins. One boy, one girl. Brajanda Nandana Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, never goes outside Vrindavan. And then Vasudeva brought Krishna there, took away the yoga maya, the two Vasudeva gone in the original Krishna. And Mother Yasoda, when she woke up, said, "I have given birth to twins." Oh, forgotten. She couldn't remember. And now how we got this information, not directly from Bhagavat, book Bhagavat, but from the person Bhagavat, from the Vaishnava, from the sadhu, from the guru, then we are given. And why Krishna is not just giving in the book? Because if we neglect his devotee, he will not be happy. Therefore, just by book, he is not given. You can only access what he is giving in the book via the dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas. So, to reiterate what Tribhumar has said, we are very happy to have all of your Vaishnava association helping to purify us, encourage us, and we hope that you will not at any time reject us. Do I have a promise?
Padabhaktaya namo. I think that we are in East Goshti. All are devotees. We all friends. And expressing our ideas together, each other. I remembered so many things. Wendell sacrificed all their moods. First I want to tell you in East Goshti that after Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, all these seniors, and especially those who were sincere Vaishnava, very beloved to Srila Prabhupada, they left that mission. They came out of that mission. But they never left their Gurudev, nor his teaching, nor anything. Once anyone told to Gurudev that those who are left Gaudiya mission, they have left Srila Prabhupada, the teachings and everything. Gurudev told, "We have never left Srila Prabhupada, will never leave in any coming future, and still we are serving, we will serve. Let us see what becomes in future." And those who were telling like this, they went from this Krishna consciousness. They left. Even Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, you know, all the persons, those who were telling like this. So don't think that, and let that same bark, those who are barking like this. Any pure disciple cannot give up his Gurudev. He cannot give up the service of Vaishnavas. They cannot leave the teachings of his Gurudev. They cannot give up Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, all the Vaishnavas, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Goswami. They cannot live to serve divine couple Radha and Krishna. They cannot. They can give that place to another place, change their place, but always regard to the place where our Gurudev has left any dust there. Anyone has not tried to take all these things. So you should never think it is a problem. Take it as the blessings of your Gurudev, that you are fully now absorbed in chatting, doing and serving him and divine couple and all, Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaura Nityananda. They are given chance. We see that Narada Rishi and Vyasadeva were not together all time, but their heart was there. Sukadeva Goswami went anywhere here and there. We see that Rup Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das, not always at a time eaten. Only Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Goswami Thakur saw that Kali Yuga is coming and there is no teaching, nothing, no mission to encourage them, to engage them in very third class services, those who were qualified for so many those who were qualified in any subject. He wanted to engage all in his Krishna service according to Dwarika, all their qualifications. That was the time, at the time of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. After that they went here, there, but having so much regard for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace, to their Gurudev, though as living there, they went to hell. I know them. You also know them. So, we should not think that these are all problems. Well, problems well, is one separation. We are not realizing separation mood of Radha Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for our Gurudev. This is only problem. Nothing problem at all. So Krishna manages for all the sincere Vaishnav like this sometimes. But we think that this is problem. Actually not problem, but Krishna has managed to inspire us and to develop our Krishna consciousness. So we were with all disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. We are so fortunate to learn all these things. One thing I heard Maharaj, very good his thinkings. Vaishnava are more than bona fide than Shastra and Guru. In one sense only, not all sense. Vaishnava, Krishna is himself Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, Srimad Bhagavatam, Tamadi Devam, Tamal Varadam, Sitavatar, Apar Sansar Samudra Setum, Bhajamahe, Krishna Swarupam. Vaishnava cannot be like Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna heart is Srimad Bhagavatam. Sometimes you told that there is confusion about Vaishnava, who is actually Vaishnava or not. But Shastra cannot cheat us any time, because he is Krishna. And also it has come from the mouth of Krishna or from the nose of Krishna. So, if there is any doubt about Guru, about Vaishnava, we will have to go to Shastra. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Raya Ramananda, you will tell everything, but you should get the example from Shastra. then I will think that you are telling bona fide, or otherwise I will cancel all these things. So what he told? In each sadha or sadhan, he gave a shloks from Ved, Puran, Upanishad, especially from Gita and Bhagavad, especially from Bhagavad. So Srimad Bhagavat is bona fide at all times. But only the key is in Bhakta Bhagavat. Only this thing. That key. So they are Bhakta Bhagavat. But really Srimad Bhagavat is the heart of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to tell one shloka, any one shloka of Srimad Bhagavat. Varaha Pidam Natavara Bapu Karani Yo Karani Kar. Not all shloka he used to tell. And he used to be Radhe Radhe Krishna 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 and Valli. Then Garadhar Prabhu used to come and help him. Anyone shloka. Aho Vakiyam Stanakalukutam Jighansaya Payada Apyasadhi Lebhe Gatim Dhat Uchitam Tato Kanva Dayalum Saranam. So Shastra has no Brahm, Pramad, Karnapato and Vipralipsa. But Sadhu may do all these things. From Kanishtha Adhikari to Uttam Mahabhagavat, like Sukhdev Goswami and Narad Goswami, all are Vaishnava. But we'll have to recognize them. How? If they are following Srimad Bhagavatam, then they are Sadhu and Guru, otherwise not. By following them, they have become sadhu. Otherwise they are not sadhu. Not Vaishnava, actual Vaishnava. At first, Sukhdev Goswami was Brahmagyani and he went to jungle, but when he returned and heard all Bhagavat Srimad Bhagavat. Atma Ramasya Muniyo Arukrame Kurvanta Haitikim Bhuktam Itam Bhut Guno Hari. Then he became Rashik Vaishnava. And then he told Nigam Kalpatarur Galitam Phalam Shukamukhad Amrit Ravasanjutam Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Pivata Bhagavatam. And what is that Bhagavatam? Rasamalayam, the ocean, endless ocean of Rasa. If anyone not follows Srimad Bhagavat, then he is not sadhu. So authority is Srimad Bhagavatam. Pramana amalam prema apumattho mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur matamidam tatradhu nahpara. So if anyone not following Srimad Bhagavatam, he may be so great philosophers and so may bhakta. But we don't recognize. So, if anyone is so adept in Srimad Bhagavat and he knows something earth, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya did 9 kinds of explanations. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did it in 64 kinds of answering the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya flat. Vidya Bhagavata Vadhi. Sar Vidya
Tanmatir
Jaya. Vidya Atul Srimad Bhagavatam. You should remember also that Vaishnava has told that Krishna was Krishna and Jogmaya, that from the womb of Yashoda. But you should know that only it is not the words of Vaishnavas, but it is in Srimad Bhagavatam and also in Harivansha Purana, written by Srila Vyasa, that Krishna came from the womb of Yashoda. It has clearly written. Only not that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Srila Sanatana Goswami and Jiva Goswami has explained like so. That explained on the authority of Shastra, bona fide Shastra. So Jiva Goswami has given in first Sandarbha, Tattva Sandarbha, and Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan has given in his Darpan, Siddhanta Darpan, all these things. So we should know all these things and honor all these things. But without Bhakta Bhagavat we cannot know Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the key in their hands. So we should honor always, not less than Guru but more than Guru. Like first you should do archan of Radha Krishna and Gurudev, and then Radha and Krishna. Yasya Devi Parabhakti Yatha Devi Tatha Guru. But I think that not Yatha Devi Tatha Guru but more than Krishna himself, Guru should be honored. Because Guru has taken us in the lotus feet of Krishna. He has given the relation. Otherwise we could not have known. So first worship of Gurudev and then to deities. To in also Ashtakali Leela, first Gurudev and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then come to Krishna and Radha. These are the process. So where Vaishnava and Guru are there, we will so much, we are so much indebted to Vaishnavas that they have taken us to Gurudev. Otherwise we have not realized that who is Guru and who is not Guru. So we are indebted so much to Vaishnavas, and Gurudev is also a Vaishnava. If a Gurudev is not honoring Vaishnavas, that he is not bona fide Guru. He should not be taken as a Guru. So sometimes the Diksha Guru is superior, sometimes the Shiksha Guru is superior. Like we treat and understand Rupa Goswami, our Shiksha Guru. Sometimes even given that Krishna is Shiksha Guru, Lalita is Shiksha Guru, Vishakha is Shiksha Guru, Sarup Damodara Ramanandi is Shiksha Guru. They are not less than, inferior than our Gurudev. They are worshipable for our Gurudev also, Rupa Goswami, Sarup Damodara Rai Ramana. But still they are Shiksha Guru for us. So we should not think that who is inferior and who is superior. In them, really Krishna is our Gurudev, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he inspires us, and so he is Chaitanya Guru. He is not inferior than our Diksha Guru. So certainly we are indebted to all Vaishnavas because they are giving all these things to us. So we should honor Vaishnavas, Gurudev, Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu is all, and also Chaitanya, Radha and Krishna with his own. I wanted to speak about some, what is our sadhana and sadhana, and what is the sum and substance of all the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami. I wanted to explain something, but time is over. But I'm telling well, time is over.
What time is it?
Tannam rupa charitadi sukrtananu kramena rasana manasi niyodhya tishthan vraje tadanuragi jananugami kalam naed akhilam itti upadesha sara. Rupa Goswami is telling. That I am telling you because there is no time. So Rupa Goswami is telling. Only one teaching I am giving. This is the sum and substance of all the teaching. But I want to tell you one sloka before this sloka. And this is more important for us. Then we can realize the meaning of this sloka, Tannam Rupa Charitadi. And that sloka is that Gurau Goshthe Goshthalayisu Sujane Bhusurgane Swamantre Si Namni Brajvadanda Sarane Sadadambham Hitva Kuru Ratim Apurupam Ai Bhratas Chatu Virache Dhiripada. Disciple of Srila Rupa Goswami. Actually the follower, sincere follower of Rupa Goswami, Rupanuga Vaishnava. Raghunath Das Goswami is training his man and he is doing prarthana to his mind. Don't be so furious. Don't be derailed. I'm giving some good instructions to you. And for you, for your good, for your good. So my beloved, my dear mind, Gurau Goshthe, Goshtha Laesu. If you want to realize yourself, and if you want to serve Radha and Krishna's conjugal in Vrindavan, forever, with her Rati, Rati means bhav, with bhav, then you have to follow some rules and regulations that have taken as set from the Rupa Goswami. And that is, you should serve with solely heart, giving up all the things which are not helpful and taking all the things that which are helpful in our progressing Krishna love and affection. First, Gurau. You should serve your Gurudev with not sabhram, but Vishrambhavena. Vishrambhena Gurau Seva. Not like that he is far away from us. I am so inferior. We should do respect very far away. Other offenses will be done. If he will go and he are following him, then dust will come in our lotus, in our feet. So it will be very offense. In Rome where he is always moving here and there, dust are there, then we should not enter in home, that home. And we will broom, if we will brooming the room, then the fish dust we are taking and throwing out here. Oh, this is very offense. What to do? So, we should be very far away from that Guru. No. Police person. persons, and Kanishta person may think like this. We should know him a very beloved. There is none in this whole world beloved like him. He is nursing us without any benefit. He is supporting us. So he is my father, mother, everything he is. A boy goes in the laps of his mother and doing like this, sometimes like this, doing something so many silly things, by feet like this. But mother doesn't take any offense, but she becomes so happy, so happy. Oh, my boy is now being strong. And he is so healthy that he is doing like so. And he kisses the boy. So we should not fear from our Gurudev. He is near and dear. There is none nearer to us. So Vishambhena. What is the meaning of Vishambhena? What is the meaning? Vishambha?
Like friendly without us.
Yes.
Reverence. Intimate.
Intimate friends, like. So don't fear. Thus there is no wall there. And we should know what are his moods, what he wants. But not he will order, then I will carry out. No, nothing. We should know his mood, interior mood. And that is the best kinds of servant of Gurudev. What my Gurudev wants, he wants that you should always do and cook and wash our clothing. Or he wants that his Prabhu's glory, Radha Krishna and glory, Mahaprabhu's glory should go all to the whole world. What he wants? If a Vaishnava is not, a disciple is not thinking this, then he is so much Kanishta Adhikari. So, we should try to follow. Gurau Goshte. What is Goshta? Gokul is Goshta, where Krishna and his all associates, cows, gopi, govasa, everything is there. That is ghost. Also some times this ghost goes to Vrindavan from Gokul, Mahavan. Gokul is everywhere. So when it is in Mahavan, then it is called Gokul Mahavan. Mahavan Gokul. When it goes to Vrindavan, Vrindavan Gokul. When it goes to Radha Kunda, Radha Kunda Gokul. When it goes to Nandagaon, then it is called Nandagaon Gokul. So, he is telling, Goshta, that Nanda Yashoda. All the Siddham Subal, all the cows, Govatsa, cow calves, especially Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, and more especially all the gopis like Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra and all Srimati Radhika are serving Krishna in so manners. And Krishna is also serving Srimati Radhika. This is called ghost. You should always serve this gopi. Oh, mine, always think about this and try to serve them. There are two kinds of Guru, Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru. They should be worshipped. Like the same way, Guru Goshte Goshtha Aleshu. Those who are living in all ghosts. Who are they? They are Rup Sanatan, Raghunath like. Living in Vrindavan. And serving Krishna in any of the three ways, like Subal Siddham, like Yashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba, and like gopis, they are Goshtha Alayesu, Rup Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, in the mood of Rup, Rup Manjaris and all others. They are serving Krishna and Radha, actually, day and night. We should, O mind, try to serve them. You should also try to serve Sujane, Sujane, those who are out of Gaudiya Vaishnava, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not falling, and not thinking that Krishna is my beloved like gopis, but anyhow they are serving to Narayan, Ram, but being in Vrindavan, but actually not in Vrindavan, living in Vrindavan, but living in Vaikuntha or Ayodhya or Dwarka, Puri or anywhere. But yet they are Sujana. They may be of all other sampradayas, but they should be also respected. Don't dishonor them. And Bhusuragane, Bhusur means the Brahmins of Vrindavan, Braja, Navadi. If they are not one-ended, Ananda Bhakta of Krishna, but yet they are following also demigods also, they want money also, but yet they always chant or hear Radhe, Radhe, Jai Jai, Sri Radhe, Radhe, all the birds, all the chaukidars of Vrindavan, chaukidars,
watchmen,
they also in night shout Radhe, 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 all the birds, kokils, and all the birds are telling Radhe, Radhe. The Jamuna is telling, flowing and telling, shouting, Radhe, Radhe. All the trees are shouting, Radhe, Radhe. In echo, Radhe, Radhe. All the grasses are having the dust of gopis. Still their Vrindavan is Vrindavan. But they are not realizing all these things. But anyhow to Krishna, they should also be honored by their qualification, according to their qualification. Not like Goshtha Leshu or Goshtha, but they should be honored as they are qualified. Swamantre, especially to the Gurudev has given mantra. Brahma Gayatri, Kam Gayatri, Gopal Mantra, Gaur Gayatri, Gaur Mantra. Very honorably, we should try to do all these things. Not that we are not honoring, we are chanting anything, we are doing any work and doing like this, mantra job. Where you are going? And then, again, anything. And if any necessary worldly works comes, then, I will do it afterward. Not like this, very patiently, calmly. And meditating here. And praying this mantra that you are yourself Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mantra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Gopal mantra, Madan Mohan Krishna, Govind and Gopinath, Gopijana Vallabhis. He should manifest as he is. So in Kam Gayatri is the all senses of Krishna himself. He is Kamdevaya as in 24.5 letters. All are the parts of Krishna body. Krishna himself, all these things. He has described in Chaitanya Chaitanya. Being Vrindavan, always by Kam Gayatri mantra, doing aradhana of
Krishna. And it is surely that there's a very powerful mantra, Kam Gayatri and Gopal mantra, to have the service of Krishna, actually in Vrindavan. So very patiently, honorably, in heart, we should do all these things. They will realize themselves. In the mantra, it is told. So don't neglect. In hurry. Our Guru Dev has told, so only book distribution will do everything. Anyone told to me in Los Angeles that Swamiji has done everything, he has given us everything, not to go to anyone, not to hear anyone, not to read anyone. I told this, you are quite wrong. Quite wrong. Like foolish tell like this. Everything was in Srimad Bhagavatam. Why Rupa Goswami wrote Bhakti Goswami Sindhu, Ujjwalin Mani and all the books? Why Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami wrote Chaitanya Chaitamrit? I know that if Krishna will write and Baldev will write, even there will be something remnant. I know that Swamiji has done so many books. So many books. But he has translated 10th canto, Raspanchayadhyayi, and after that, he has not done. And if he was in this world, he must have done this first. Surely he will have done. That where he has given all these things. And if he has done, but I know that he could not sit idle. After now he has written so many books. And I know that after some years also, so many good persons, devotees will come, realize devotees may come. And according to the time, same wine in
new
bottles will come. We will see only bottles, not the same wine. And that is fact. So Swami has not given anything new. The same wine he was in Srimad Bhagavatam bottle, he has given us. But Sukhdev Goswami tells that not he has given everything. I know that Chaitanya Charitamrita has explained Srimad Bhagavatam. If Chaitanya Charitamrita was there, no, then we could not have understood Srimad Bhagavatam in real sense. So I know that if Krishna can come and like this and he can wrote all the things, so many Upanishads, Ved Upanishad, Smriti, Srimad Bhagavatam, he done all these things, even for the time, all are necessary to do. So Bhakta did that. Srila Sanatan Goswami has told, and also Vishwanath Chakravarti has told, I am taking the remnants of Srila Sridhar Swami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, telling that I am taking the remnants of Srila Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami.
Sridhar Swami, all acharyas.
I am taking remnant. What they have left, I am doing. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it has written that Das had done everything, Chaitanya Lila Das, Mani Vrindavan Das Thakur, but yet he has left some remnants to take, to serve for preaching. So it is not right to tell like this, that he has given everything. Yes, I admit that he has given, but he has kept in the box.
Under lock and key.
Because we are at that time maybe very little orphan boy. And we cannot use all these things. He has kept reserved. When you will be matured, then you will see in this treasure box everything is there. So in sense, certainly he has given all things.
But you will have to read. We cannot read all these books in universities and all other things. Not universities. You will have to come down to the Vaishnava's Bhagavatam. And after that you will have so much affection and O mind, then come to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his parikars, and also in have so much honor and love affection from the divine couple. And then we should come to. So we should try to follow all these things. If you are not following all these things, then you have not gained anything. And after this slok, come to that slok. Tannam Rupa Charitadi. Being always in Vrindavan, remembering, but remembering always. Being in the guidance of Vaishnavas like Rupa Sanatana. In their guidance, being in Vrindavan. And always chant, do kirtan of name. What name? Prominent names. Agadamana Jasoda Nandano Nandasuno Kamalanaina Gopi Chandra Vinda Panandra Pranata Karuna Krishna Vityaneka Sarupe Vainamaruchi Uchai Vardhatang Namadheya Radharaman. Narada is singing on his Veena. Radharama. Narada bajaye Veena jantre
Radhika.
Narada ji Veeno jivan Sudharma nirjas Madhuri pura Tang Krishna nama kamang Spurame rasane rase nasada. Rasane or not done. What's the Krishna name? Radha Raman name, Radha Govindanath, Rash Vihari name, Radha Madan Mohan, all these names, with pure devotion and act, love, with a rush, then you will chant this name. Now, what is the time? About 9.
It's quarter after.
What is Krishna? Where is Krishna going? Yasoda has done ornamented Krishna, given a stake in his hands. Lakhs and lakhs cows are going. Krishna with lakhs and lakhs friends is going. From one bun to another. From Vrindavan to Kamyavan. Sometimes he goes to Vandirvat. Sometimes Madhuban. Talvan, Kumudvan, all friends is following and doing, oh Krishna, Krishna, like this. Kanaiya, Kanaiya, Bhaiya, Kanaiya. Bhaiya, Kanaiya, you know? Very affectionate Kanaiya. Sometimes quarreling, sometimes loving, and they are going. Yashodama keeping in his lap, he does not want to leave Krishna to go to forest. Nanda Baba is falling also. All the gopis are falling. Gopis from caves, groves. From
window, from the top of the roof.
Top of the roof. Everywhere they are doing archana of Krishna by their crooked eyes. What is lamp? What is lamp? Eyes like lamp. And heart's love, affection is like ghee. And from very lovely eyes corner, crooked eyes corner, they are worshipping Krishna. And Krishna is so much glad that he fruit came from his hand. Pansi karani patitam, skhalitam sikhandam, bhastan chapita basanam, brajara sunu. His float came down. He began to tremble. His Pitvashan also fell down. Pitvashan and Pitambar fell down. And he was about to fall down. Madhavangan pushed him. Oh, what are you doing? Your mother and father are here. Baldev Prabhu is here. He comes. And he took his food. Remembering like this. On what time especially he, what he is doing and playing all these things. Remembering here, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Look, person will see that he is sitting here, but he is not sitting here. He is in Vrindavan, everywhere, with Krishna and with gopis all. So remembering here. And speaking, Hare Krishna chanting, Hare Nam, loudly sometimes, sometimes weeping, sometimes rolling in the earth with
tears.
Being in Vrindavan, if you cannot be in Vrindavan by mind, you can be. No harm. Being this
Eugene
city. Oh, this is Vrindavan. Sar Goswami are there. All are here. Swamiji is here. All our disciples, gurus are here. So I've been in Vrindavan by mind. You are sitting here, but you are in Vrindavan. Mind is more powerful than this body. No harm if by body we are here, but my mind is so powerful that he can go in a moment there. So we should be in Vrindavan. And in the guidance of any Vaishnava, like Rupa Goswami, our Gurudev, we should chant, remember and be in Vrindavan. This is the sum and substance of all the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Rupa
Goswami.
Today, you should forgive me any fault or any offense I have done. If I have told any
harsh word,
anything I have given, any problem in anyone's mind, you should all, you are so
broad-minded
and merciful, you should have mercy. I told everything like a friend, not as a controlling demonstration or what thing. Bhakti should not be controlled and Guru Bhrata should not be controlled. They should be honored. I think that both are for bona fide. They will not take my any offense and always have affection and merciful to me. Because I am growing old. After some days I cannot walk. They will have to maintain me and to support and nourish me. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
Jai Maharaj.
Jai.
away on my hand.